If those through whom cures are performed are disposed on account of these manifestations to excuse their neglect of the law of God and continue in disobedience, though they have power to any and every extent, it does not follow that they have the great power of God. On the contrary, it is the miracle working of the great deceiver. He is a transgressor of the moral law and employs every device that he can master to blind men in its true character. We are warned that in the last days he will work with signs and lying wonders, and he will continue these wonders until the close of probation, that he may point to them as evidence that he is an angel of light and not of darkness. And then this brother comments on this because he has to figure out how to apply this passage that Satan is allowed to continue his deceptions until the close of human probation. He has to figure how to understand that in such a way that he can show that the personation of Christ by Satan comes after human probation closes. And this is what he says. Some argue from this as follows, from this quote we just read. Since Satan's personation of Christ and his consequent miracles constitute his greatest wonder-working demonstration of all, and since by the above statement these wonders continue only until the close of probation, then the personation must precede the close of probation. End of discussion. The flaw in the above argument is the assumption that the word only, as added, is unequivocally implied. Now he continues on to try to say that when Sister White here says, and he will continue to these wonders until the close of probation, what he's going to suggest is that people that read that automatically read it as this, and will continue these wonders only until the close of probation. And what he's saying is that that isn't what it says, is that he will continue into the close of probation and beyond. Now, the reason that he's saying that is he builds much of his case out of this passage, this chapter in the Great Controversy, out of one paragraph in it where it talks about Satan reaching his height of his deceit and destruction after the seven last plagues, or after Michael stands up during the time of the seven last plagues. Now, let me get to this quote here for you so I can read it to you.